much for joining us. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Tel Summit series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. Welcome and happy December to all of you. Can't believe that 2022 is almost over. Wow, this year went by fast. I know it was really a tough one, a lot of turbulence all over the world, a lot of global unrest. And I know that a lot of us felt unrest and turbulence in our personal lives as well. A lot has changed. A lot is continuing to change. The energies around the world are still in favor of change. And, of course, we know that, you know, change even for the better means that there's going to be a lot of chaos in the beginning because that's how typically change happens. So in line with that, very excited that our call today is perfect for, you know, this time, ending 2022 and stepping into 2023. So our topic today is 2023 Divine Destiny. Get crystal clear about 2023 direction you should take in areas of health, wealth, and relationships. We are back with our my favorite oracle and reader, my personal oracle, Sohail Khan, also happens to be a good friend of mine. I introduced Sohail a few months ago to you guys. Many of our listeners have taken advantage of getting a reading with him, and it has been, we have gotten nothing but profound feedback, really profound feedback from the FHTJ community. People have absolutely loved his sessions, and it has not been uncommon for us to get feedback along the words like the most profound reading of my life, or that this reading truly was life-changing. Because Sohail Khan's readings are not really like any other kind of psychic reading or any kind of tarot reading you might have had, or astrologer or numerology reading. They're very, very different. These are quantum readings. He's a quantum jumper. Sohail Khan Yousafzai has been my personal oracle for many years now. And as I said, I consider him to be a good friend. He is an accomplished and seasoned quantum jumper, and he jumps through timelines. He has been flying through dimensions for over 30 years to guide people in their lives through his profoundly accurate readings. And as I told you guys the first time I introduced him on my platform, that he had never, ever marketed his services on any platform, public platform, ever. It took me a few years to convince him to do this for my community. I assured him that these were very high-quality spiritual folks and that they were deserving of his services, and they were really, they needed this guidance, and they will be able to put it to good use. And I'm so happy and so proud that it has absolutely proven to be true. And, you know, I can tell you, I have known him for many years, and I have witnessed firsthand the incredible accuracy of his talents and predictions. And now that we have seen how uncanny his predictions are with people that got into sessions with him, I got this feedback again and again. They were just blown away when Sohail would just get into a reading and suddenly he would start telling them where they lived. He even knew sometimes their address, sometimes their spouse's name, sometimes their siblings' names. Like, he would just start naming people and telling them about things in their own lives that they were shocked. And then, of course, his predictions for the future, because his first reading, his first session with us was back in July, and since then he did many sessions, and a lot of those predictions, now that a few months have gone by, the predictions that were of, you know, kind of short-term, that were coming true within a short period of time, that did come true. We've been hearing back from people, and they've been talking about how incredible it was that what he had predicted did come true, although some of the stuff he predicted was very, very unlikely. That's one thing that I can tell you guys, that unlike average readers where they will just kind of give you a prediction which sounds kind of like they can make a guess. So what Sohail will tell you will sometimes be so completely out of the box that you're just going to be like, what? where did that come from? And then turns out that it turns out to be true. I've heard from people that were very near eviction from their house, and Sohail told them that was not going to happen, even though there was no way of getting any money. There was no money coming in that they could see. There was no way of saving the house. And yet, as he had predicted, the money did come through very unexpected means, and they were able to save the house. It did not go into a foreclosure. We heard back from other people that were looking for a certain career, which was highly unlikely. And not only did Sohail guide them that it was in their destiny, but what were the ways that they could best align themselves for that to show up in their lives? It's really, really fantastic and phenomenal. And for that reason, what we decided to do was to bring Sohail for a call in December. So those of you that want to be ready for a fantastic 2023, maybe you have a confusion about, you know, one of the major areas of your life, or more than one area of your life, relationships, health, career, wealth. Maybe you want to move somewhere. A lot of people, it seems, want to get Sohail services to find out if they're going to be buying a house or not, or if they are going to move to that certain state or country that they want to move to, and is that even going to be for their highest and best good. So if you've got, if you need clarity in any of those areas, or perhaps you're feeling stuck in one of these areas and you want to find out how to get unstuck, this reading can really be a game changer for you. I want to let you guys know a little bit of background for those of you that may not have heard my first call with Sohail. This is not what he does as his day job, okay? He is a very accomplished senior test pilot. He used to be a fighter pilot. He has flown all kinds of fighter jets and has been a test pilot, you know, up till now. And obviously these two gifts don't really gel well together, hence one of the reasons why he only takes, his clientele has been very exclusive and only through referral. And now we have a lot of FHTJ folks that have been getting his sessions and enjoying his services. Once we discuss his offer on his offer page, you can see celebrities are endorsing him as well. How exciting is that? So without further ado, I want to welcome you, Sohail, again to our show. Thank you so much for being back with us today.
Thank you. Hi, Ram, and good morning from my side. I think you say a lot for me. I don't deserve as much. The only correct knower is the divine, the creator, the divine creator. I'm just a small little tool, as much as I would like to help all humans. And thank you so much, though, for putting in these beautiful words. It's been a pleasure meeting your clients on this platform. It was an immense pleasure. I had never thought people needed so much to resolve things, and then they were so well mannered, mm-hmm. so caring,
very polite, and, yes,
very polite,
very beautiful,
honestly,
beautiful beings, yes.
Yeah, I have never met people, and their stories and their lives were. I mean, I wish I could just give whatever they needed, but. As it is destined by the divine creator, as I refer to, most of them didn't have any problems. And for some of them, I prayed, I even tried after closing the session, that there are people with needs, emotional, sentimental, emotional, and so on. This one young girl lady in Nepal, and she was starting her life, 30s, and she wanted this job, and she didn't know what was happening, and actually it was getting delayed. And today she writes me an email that the whole delay was from her side, whereas the people on the other side offering her the job they were all ready. So she accepted that.
But and you had predicted this, right? You had predicted it
absolutely.
To her that you will get this job. Yes.
Absolutely.
I saw that email.
Yes. So we had two sessions. In the first session, I told her all this, and then she couldn't believe it. She said, no, I think maybe you're not seeing me correctly. You know, that's the thing. When I tell people, it's so profound that they, some of the others, don't believe it. I cannot tell you on day-to-day basis what will happen, but I will tell you what will be the outcome of this. Where will you reach? Where will you be standing,
yeah.
say, 6 months from, a year from now? And then today, up in the morning, I got an email, and she was all praise. And she, which was very painful, she said, oh, my God, I don't even have the money to pay for my house the next month. And I said, don't worry. Just tie that bungee cord of the divine creator around your ankle and just take the plunge. When you take a plunge in his name, oh, my God, the jump. Then he is with you. He will never disappoint you. And that's what happened. Now she writes me.
Yeah.
She got the money. Everything is good and all that. So it's just that we humans get frizzled out very quickly.
When things are so dire and dark,
yes,
I
true,
can understand
true.
Why it's hard to believe
Absolutely.
That. And you know, Sahil, in all fairness, I will also say that when people, you know, I've been getting readings from you for years now. So I know that when you tell me something, okay, Ram, this is going to happen, that, yeah, it's going to happen. And even now, just today, I want to share with my audience, I just was able to tell you very quickly before we started the call. So as you guys know, I have, of course, FHTJ now in its 11th year. And then I started my videos and talks in Pakistan helping Muslim women and Pakistani women, which is a new platform. Didn't even monetize it for a couple of years. And then, of course, I went viral and I was confused. Like, what do I do with this? Why am I going viral? I'm meant to do something. I just don't know what it is because it was not clear. And a few weeks ago, I had complained to Sahil that, you know, it's not working. It's too much work. People hate me. And before that, let me backtrack a little bit. When I was in Dallas, visiting Dallas, I came back in November. So September, October, Sahil was constantly after me to basically ignite this warrior energy in me. He kept telling me, you need to ignite the fighter in you. You've been this polite, really, you know, conscious person for too long, because that was, you know, FHT days. But like you said, it's a very polite, conscious community. And so he kept telling me, you need to reignite the fighter spirit in you. You need to reignite the warrior in you. And I was like, why? I'm very comfortable being who I am. And I don't want to ignite this warrior energy. And he kept telling me, you need to. It's your destiny. It's coming.
Absolutely.
So in Dallas, there was an incident where, you know, this person, a very misogynistic guy, was disrespectful to me and was kind of... So Sahil pushed me to fight for my dignity and, you know, stand my ground. And he kept saying, if you walk out of the situation without fighting, then you are going to regret it because this is your destiny and it's coming. And so I did it. I did do it. And then I came to Pakistan, and within a couple of weeks, things started to shift. I started getting attacked by very misogynistic people here that did not like what I was talking about. Somehow they had started to take notice of me, and it was bad. It was really strong. So what I did, because I had already kind of ignited that fighter spirit, I dug my heels in, and I started fighting back, right, through my channel. I started making very polarizing posts and very vocal about women's rights and, you know, stuff like that. And, of course, the backlash was huge. And I told Sahil, like, oh, I'm getting so frustrated. This is so tiring, and I am just exhausted, and I don't like doing this. And it's like I am alone, and I'm fighting against the grain, and I'm just tired. And And he kept saying, don't worry, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen, and you're going to be fine. I don't see any trouble for you. As long as you just ignited this and you're able to have the courage, you're going to be fine. And today, just a few hours ago, I was approached by these really well-recognized, very well-respected platform with over 10 million reach. And these are your, you know, typical Islamic scholars on their platform, and they reached out to me and they said, we've been watching you and observing you very keenly, and we would love for you to align with us, and we would love to promote what you're doing. And I was just shocked. So I excitedly just messaged Sohail and was like, oh my God, because, you know, fighting alone is one thing, and I'm willing to do it even if I'm frustrated, but getting the support of people that are seen as, you know, already established authorities on these subjects, and now they're going to be aligning with me, gives me so much support as well, right? So I told her, oh my God, what you were telling me did come true. And it just happens sometimes. He may not be able to tell you exactly how it's going to happen, and but he can tell you what's going to happen. And this is kind of like for people that haven't they don't understand exactly how you do these predictions. So when we say that he's different from a psychic reader, basically what Sohail does, and I'm just going to, you know, if it's okay with you, Sohail, I will explain it. And if I correct me if I'm wrong, please. Okay. So what Sohail does, excuse me, is that he, once you understand that time is a dimension, it actually does not really exist, right? We understand time on this planet. In our reality, this is just the way our brains translate this dimension as a linear event that, you know, that's kind of happening. We have past and future, but it's just a dimension. So Sohail is able to push his soul out of his body. It actually physically leaves his body, and he's able to make these very quick jumps into the different dimensions. And he can go into your past and take a picture, come into the future, take a picture. He can look at different timelines on your future, take pictures, come back, tell you what he saw. So he sees these events happening in your future as pictures. So if he lands on, so if you want to know about your career, like, is this job good for me? He will then travel into your future and kind of take very, so for one question, he has to make several jumps, hundreds of jumps, because his soul cannot stay out of the body for more than a couple of seconds, of course. Otherwise, one would die. So he has to make very, very quick jumps, and he's able to do it very quickly. And that's how he sees your reading. So he will see images. He will see pictures. So he will see you in a particular career. He will see that you're happy. He will see those kinds of things. Sometimes he has very accurate, uncanny detail. Like, he can describe the building that you're working at. I know that in his sessions, he's been able to name the exact name of the company that they were working for, even though they didn't tell him. With one lady, he was able to tell her exactly which university she worked for, which is an Ivy League university. He accurately told her which university she actually worked for, and she was shocked. So he can see stuff like that. So his readings, now, as we all know, future, what is written in our future may not be in our imagination right now at all. It could be completely unexpected. And he can go and see it, and when he comes back and tells you, that's where a lot of people have difficulty, because it is so beyond their imagination that they just keep saying, oh my God, can this be true? Can it really happen? And I can tell you, I'm one of those examples, because he used to tell me all kinds of stuff. I didn't believe him. I would doubt him. And, of course, then they started to come true, and I don't doubt him anymore, obviously. But it took me a while also. So I wanted to share that with you guys. So Hale, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, you shared with me, you know, how amazing FHT Day folks were to work with. I'm not surprised about that. One of the feedback, you know, of course, we found, we people wrote back, told us that they were just so shocked how accurate you were. Another thing that was consistently shared in their testimonials and their feedback was how much they appreciated not just your connection with the divine, but also how life-changing the session was for them, because they felt so strongly connected to the divine, to God, to Allah, whatever name you want to use. But the feedback back was consistently that I felt like I had found my long-lost best friend, you know, which is God. So talk to us a little bit about that. You know, first of all, why do you love God so much? And then why do you think it's important for people to also feel that deep, deep abiding connection?
That's such a beautiful thing. I'm sure nobody would, in the commercial world, nobody would ask you such a personal and a connecting question. You know what, Iram, seeing the world, honestly, much closer than people actually say it. I've crashed like 4 times, you know that, in a fighter jet. So I've seen death, was frozen for about 10 minutes in like an
icicle. Actually, can you repeat that? Because you got a little bit cut off. Maybe it was at my end. You crashed how many jets? How many fighter jets did you crash?
Which is not to be, but I crashed like 4 times out of fighter jets. Now, these are MiG fighter jets.
Good job.
One of them was Mirage. A French Mirage, and one of them was an American aircraft. The thing is that I have seen life and death from so near, and in one of them I ejected way up. The height was too much. I got frozen. There was no life in me for 10 minutes, no life at all. I didn't have a heartbeat, nothing, no pulse, nothing. So they declared me, and I was turning like literally lips black and blue or whatever, and they had declared that I'm gone, and I came back. I'm not saying that this is something I'm some messenger or prophet, not at all. I'm just a normal dude. What I'm trying to tell you guys is that I have seen life and death. Actually, I've participated in a war against Russia, aggression towards our country. And then shot down an aircraft. No big deal. Anybody would have done that. Anybody would have done that. In the end, I've realized that there is nothing but the divine creator. You may earn money. I have lost money. I have gone from top to being down on the streets. Literally down on the street. I've dug out of waste bins looking for food. Doesn't matter. This is life, and this is Allah, and this is the divine creator. Honestly, there is nothing but the divine creator. Anything you want and for yourself, your health, your wealth, anything, it's the divine creator. Nobody can provide you anything but him. The only thing you have to shout out at him, like in a sense, call him out. Unless and until you don't call him out, I mean, of course, he will not come to you because he doesn't want to disturb you, most probably. So call him out, ask him for. And I have realized at my age, there is nothing but one divine source which makes this whole universe turn upside down and make it run on day-to-day basis. It could be your illness. It could be a virus you have caught. It could be stomach pain you have. It could be continuous headaches you have. It could be loss of money. This is all from the divine creator. And in order to repair this, you have to go back to him, because he's the manufacturer. He's the manufacturer of you. He's the manufacturer of all the problems for you. So go ask him. He will give it back to you. And whatever he's putting on you is for a reason. You may not know it at that time. Trust me, after about 6 months, 8 months, he declassifies his documents, like the American, that's declassified. He declassifies it, and he shows you why he had done this, if you wanted to change your path. He is the most loveliest, and the best relationship you can have is with him. I mean, for and always asking, always asking. You are not giving him anything. You're always asking him, and he loves your asking. It is not that you would say, "Oh, I'm burdening the divine creator. I'm going to ask him money. I'm going to ask him for a big house. I'm going to ask him for a job." No, no, no. That's what he loves. Most probably, he's putting difficulties on you to ask him, because that's what he loves. He's giving you hints. He is the one. There is nobody else. Trust me, I'm telling you in very simple ways, very easy ways. There's no need to go looking for God everywhere. He's within you. Just talk to him like you talk to another human. And ask him, cry. If you can cry, he loves tears. He loves tears. And to laugh, give him a smile. He loves even laughter. You think you can't laugh with him? You can't crack a joke with him? You can even crack a joke with him and laugh and keep talking to him. He will give you everything. So that's my intensity about the divine creator. Let me tell you, humans, we think that our life is doomed. Because if the divine creator gives you a little bit of a tough time for your own benefit for about, say, 2 years or 3 years, you think, you amplify it, and you think it's been 30 years your life has been doomed. No, it has just been 1 or 2 years. And in return for that, he will give you such a big gift. So he does it for you. He never tries to hurt you. No human ever will be hurt by the divine creator. No human. It is you yourself digging graves and yourself digging ditches for yourself. He's the one to rescue you out of those. If you just turn to him in whichever religion you have, whichever faith you have, whatever name you have for him, I call him in my name, which is Allah. You can call him God, he, she, whoever. But please believe in the divine creator. There is one. We all do believe in him. And he's there, and he will never harm you. He will never take anything from you. He will never give you trouble. Whatever you're going through, if you're going through any, it is only because he wants to align your. That's how I look at it. So I
beautiful.
Don't know. You would,
I love it.
You,
I know. I love your passion. I love your passion. This is one of our biggest reasons, the strongest connections we have for our friendship is this passion, this love, this burning love for God.
Faith,
also share that, although mine is slightly different. I'm far more so Hale is also quite casual with God, you know, like talk to him whenever. You don't have to do a ritualistic prayer, even though if you do, that's awesome. If you do it, that's great, but you don't have to. There are people like me who don't like any kind of structure or discipline, so I talk to him however I want to, and I kind of have a relationship like that of a best friend. You know, I call on God like I would on a best friend without any formalities and without any, like, hey, what's going on? You know, enough of this already, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it was, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You could just call him. Hey, you could call him. Hey, dude, what's up? You put me in trouble. Do you mind taking this trouble off me? Talk to him like that. No ritual. And Aram's way of approaching the divine creator is the best. I love her way. I love her ethics towards the divine creator. That's how we connected. I mean, I meet so many people. How I connected with you, that I loved your way. You are not strict. You are not like that. You are a casual, easygoing person in a sense that you talk to your divine creator in a very casual way. And I told you, you are much higher. Your soul is much higher than mine. I would have been there.
That's very kind of you. But let's not talk about whose soul is higher or not, because I would disagree with you. But you know, it's very kind of you. That's for you guys, it's a very, very typical Eastern thing to do, is that you, when you meet someone that you find to be very spiritual, you always humble yourself in front of them and you bring the other person up. So it's a very Eastern culture thing.
No, that's the
well, I appreciate
no,
it.
I,
thank
that,
you.
But that's cool.
But I want to just go back and reiterate this because FHTJ folks know I've talked about it too, that it bothers me. I have been watching, you know, the spiritual movement and the spiritual community in the West for past 15 years. I've been a part of it, you know, running this telesummit for a good 11 years. And gradually and slowly, what bothers me is that we have taken spirit out of spirituality. It's been about, you know, let's manifest this and let's manifest that. And there's nothing wrong with it. But really, we can't forget God. He is the most integral part of this whole thing. You want to do all kinds of visualizations and all of those things to manifest, which is fantastic. Okay, great. But you know what? You can also just simply ask God that this is what I want. Will you please kindly give it to me? And if he doesn't send you that, then he'll send you something better. And it is never, 100% of the time, he always answers your prayers. You ask and it is given. It is never, there's never a no. It is always granted, as you also say, Suhail. So that's one of my favorite, when I'm reading feedback from people, that's one of my favorite ones, is when they talk about how much they connected or reconnected with God because of this session. And actually, I wanted to play this one audio we have. And this is from one of your clients who had a session with you, Mary. So this is from Mary. And let me see if I can play this. So I'm just going to go over kind of the questions that you have already answered. And so the first one was if you want to talk about why you got a reading, if you're comfortable talking about that, and what actually impressed you about the reading.
The reason I got the reading, and it was just, you know, I'm like, I need to do this. I want to do this. It was just calling me to do it. Like, and then I'm looking at the price. I'm going, oh boy, now I'm going to have to, you know, pay this much or put in my PayPal credit. But someone's like, no, just do it. It'll be worth it. And I went with it. And I have not regretted it for a second.
Awesome. Great. And what impressed you about Suhail? What did you like?
His conviction, his passion, and the intensity of how he spoke of God.
Mm.
It was so contagious that when I was listening to him, I'm going, I want that.
Mm.
I want that. What you're feeling, I want that. And the more I was talking to him and the more he was telling me that my life is, I'm going to envy my own life. His absolute conviction of that, I was just, it just, something in me just shifted. It was like, wow. Because everything he was saying, it was like the knowing in me that was the truth. That was the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went into how you connect to God and how you did and how he does it and how I can do it, there were three keys. He went specifically into each one. Again, that love and that passion was coming through so strongly that my whole body was like vibrating.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can't wait to do this because I feel it. I feel it in him. And again, him being so contagious, I had it in me. And God, I hope I'm making sense, but I have so much passion thinking about it right now. I'm just so like thinking about how I felt at that time.
It brings tears to your eyes, doesn't it?
Yeah, not only that, but I feel like I'm vibrating right now just thinking about it.
I love it. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean because he's like that.
He's, my goodness, yeah.
And that's who he is in reality, too. That's who he is. So that's beautiful. I love that. How would you differentiate that from, have you ever had any other psychic reading or tarot reading or anything like that or astrology reading? How would you differentiate this?
They were very, you know, people that were very highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing in comparison. I'm sorry to say, it was just like, I felt like I wasted my money with everybody else. I just didn't, I was like, yeah, okay, that was okay. And But with him, it was like, my God, that was like one of the best things I've ever done.
Wow.
That was the feeling, and I'm being 100% honest.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how intense it was. That's how, and at the same time, it was like talking to an old friend. It was like him and I reconnected, even though I've never met him before. It felt like two old friends getting together, and he was just so passionate about my life and so excited for me to live my life and so excited for me to, you know, be connected with God again. That was, to me, was the most powerful thing I've ever had done.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Yeah. And then one of the questions was that, was there something that surprised you? Like, there's no way to heal. See, one of the things that impressed me, as I said in the interview, was that I'm surrounded by psychics and, you know, readers, and I get offers to get free readings all the time. And I've gotten many, just like you said, people that are very well known. But when he started telling me stuff, it was shocking. Like, how could you have known this? How could you have, like, he described my house to me. I was like, oh my God, how did you know? And then over the years, of course, he has said some things that were completely out of the left field. Even I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't even trying to manifest any of that. And of course, they manifested. So was there something like that in your reading that really surprised you? Like, how did he know that?
Well, he did tell me that he says, you're a very powerful healer. He says you can just take the pain out of a person, just pull it out of them and crumple it with your hands. You just pull it out of them. And that's exactly the technique that I'm learning and that I've been using, and I'm kind of training myself more and more on that exact technique. Like pulling the pain out, and he was doing it like I do it. Like, okay, wow.
Wow.
With his hand, exactly how I do it. So, and I didn't even tell him that that's what I want to do or that's what I'm doing. He just came out and said it. I'm like, wow, okay. So any kind of doubt that I had about myself about, you know, doing it and going ahead with it, just he took it right out. So there's no doubt in my mind now. There's like complete going forward with it. So,
yeah, because it's, you know, that's one of the things that I know about him, is that because he's seeing images of you, he may not even know it himself, what it is, but he can mimic it sometimes. And then you know exactly what he's doing. Like, oh, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, what is it? So sometimes you have to tell him, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because he's just seeing it, right? So it's quite interesting. So, oh my God, that's so cool. And and the last question would be, if somebody is listening, if they're watching your feedback, what would you say to them about getting a session with him, or maybe getting the coaching from him on how to do it? What would you say?
I would say that he is the most honest, most genuine, good-hearted, connected to God people, person that I've ever had a session with, that I've ever encountered.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to stop the recording. So that was from Mary, and we've had several, like Mary's feedback, that were just beyond praise for you and the value that they got from having a session with you, Sohail. So thank you so much, first of all, for taking such good care of my people, of my community.
Yeah, absolutely. You make me cry, but every time I listen to this.
Yeah, I know. You have a very soft heart.
But only the divine creator. Just have trust in him.
Yeah.
You're his child. He will love you. He will give you whatever you want. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your community, you can listen to them. Because unfortunately, you don't have a will to go towards him and ask him something. How will you get it? I can take you to the water, but drink it yourself. right?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
They are thirsty. So I just tell them the place where water is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely.
I want to read a feedback from Romlin. She said, Iram, Sohail, thank you so much for sharing how you talk with God. It is lovingly affirming, heart expanding, opening, reminding God is within me, us, unselfishly generous. Thank you, deep loving gratitude, Sohail, for sharing you with us. Beautiful, beautiful, love, love, love. So thank you, Romlin, for your feedback. And I want to also, Sandy also just wrote, she said, hello, beautiful children of God. Just wanted to say thank you. Just by listening to Sohail's voice, my whole body vibrates in gratitude and joy. His words are real. Ask and we shall receive. God. Ask God. Lots of love and gratitude, Iram and Sohail. I am already at peace. I love that. Thank you, Sandy. And that's the beauty, you know, when you connect with God, really that is the beauty. And I want to also just tell people that I know I see a lot of hands raised and I see a lot of requests for readings on the webcast. So what Sohail has requested, let me explain to you guys how he works and how he receives information. When he's connected to a person, once he connects to your energy, so typically in a session, he will do it on Zoom because he does say that it improves the quality of his reading when he can see the person. So you'll be able to see him and he'll be able to see you. And I think pretty much all the readings he has done so far are on Zoom and on video because the energy comes through stronger when he can see you. And so he will begin talking to you, and in about 5 minutes or so, 5 to 7 minutes is where typically he takes to really create a strong connection, and then he starts making those jumps and he will bring you back information. So last time when we tried to do quick mini sessions on the call, he wasn't too comfortable with that afterwards, and he requested me because he needs a little bit more time to make a strong connection with you energetically. So he didn't want to answer questions when he wasn't too sure about the information that he was giving. So we're not doing mini readings on the phone today, because especially when it's going to be about really important questions about your life, about the direction that you want to take, he wants to be sure in how he's going to answer you, right? And we can't really take, you know, 5 to 10 minutes per interaction. So we don't have time for that on the call. So today we're not going to be doing that. And I also wanted to tell you guys that when he does do these readings, especially if he has to work on multiple people in a call, it takes a lot of energy out of him because he's actually pushing his soul out of his body to make these, even for one question on a, let's say, 7 minute reading, he will make several jumps. And it really drains and exhausts him, especially if it's, you know, when once he establishes connection with one person, it's time to talk to the next person. And then he has to exert all that energy again. So it's far better if you connect with him in the session. So what I'm going to do now is I will lower everybody's hands. We're going to talk about this plan, your divine destiny for 2023, what's going to be in the session. What are the types of questions you can ask him? And then if you have any questions regarding the session, so you're considering getting a session and you just have a couple of questions that you want to ask him, how it works perhaps, or, you know, I will need to know something about this and this, then only please raise your hand because, like I said, he will not be able to do readings on the call today, okay? So let's go ahead and talk about his offer, which, as was announced, we requested him to open up a few sessions. He gave us 10 sessions. I believe we have only 4 left. So if you want to get your reading, you want to plan out your year, you want to do it quickly because these sessions are going to be gone fast. So the link is blissupnow.com/destiny2023. I'll repeat it. It's blissupnow.com/destiny 2023. And what you're going to be able to do, if you come to this page, you can see we have a Hollywood celebrity who actually got the session from him. I didn't even know she was part of our community. How awesome is that? She got his session. She's actually gotten repeat sessions from Sohail, Chris Atwood, my personal mentor, my dear, dear friend. He got a session, and then he got a session for his wife. She loved him, too. She recommended him to her friend. And so you've got their feedback. Now let's talk about your session. You can get your you can book your session, and you will be able to – you will get an email with a form where you will put your question in there, your three questions. We want you to focus on the most important areas of your life. Typically, it's career. So maybe in career, you want to know, you know, like that other lady from Nepal, that she wanted to do something that really lit up her heart. She wanted to work with the environment. And then she had a couple of other jobs, and she didn't know which way to go. And Sohail told her that what she wanted to do was coming. And if she just gave it a little bit of time, it was going to fall in her lap. And be able to plan her future that way, and it happened. So maybe there's a question in career, like why is it not moving forward? I'm not making enough money. Is there something that's stuck? What can I do? That kind of stuff. Or maybe you change careers and you want to find out is this the right direction that I should be moving in. Then there is relationships. All kinds of questions people have gotten Sohail's advice on in relationships. Should I stay with this person? You know, it was very interesting in one of the instances that we got feedback on that Sohail told this lady that you're not meant to be with this person for more than a couple of years, but these couple of years, God has sent this person into your life to bring you some comfort and so that you're not lonely, but don't invest too much into it. Because it's not meant to last. He's not in your destiny for long. So enjoy the relationship to the max. Be kind. Be nice. Just don't invest as if this is your future, because your future relationship is far better, and he's coming. He's just not here yet. So instead of being lonely for the few years that he's not here yet, enjoy this relationship, and the next one will show up. So I think that's very crucial, critical direction to have, because, you know, who wants to be lonely? Then you've got health. You can ask questions regarding your health if you've got something going on. Please remember, while he's not a medical intuitive, so you guys are used to working with our healers that are medical intuitive. They can do, you know, they can do clearings, they can do healings. He doesn't do that. However, he can see, typically, if there's major disease or something going on in your body right now or something that is indicated for the future, he can tell you that. So he might, in his reading, he might tell you, please pay attention to your heart, to your blood pressure, because he's seeing something in the future for you. So he's giving you direction on that right now. On this particular one, I can tell you, of course, please remember, we're not making any medical claims here. This is for information purposes only. Having said that, I can tell you, I myself had major medical scares where people, you know, doctors told me that this is indicated and that is indicated. And I asked Sohail and he said, no, nothing. Go do your test. Whatever the doctor is telling you, do it. But I'm telling you right now, the answer is no. You don't have it. It's just, it's a scare. So let the doctors do what they're doing, but you're fine. And I've seen it with other people too. As I shared with you guys, one of the most astounding things for me was last year when my cousin's husband, he had had heart surgery, which went bad. It got infected. They had changed the aorta. They put a synthetic aorta in his body, and that got infected. And they had to do another surgery on him, and then that still remained infected. So by the time they wanted to do a third surgery, he was already deemed basically terminal. They were saying, you know, there's no hope. And his chances of surviving the surgery were about 2%. That's what the doctors told us. And I was one of the people that was supposed to prepare my cousin for her husband's death because the doctors had said he is most likely going to die on the operating table. He's not going to survive. And even by some miracle, if he survives the surgery, he is probably going to have a massive heart attack in the next, you know, few days, and he's not going to make it. So the family better prepare for, you know, his demise. I talked to Sohail, and he said, no, not only is he going to survive the surgery, he's going to be healthy. I see him healthy, walking around, and going to work. And I was shocked because the guy had not been able to get out of bed for almost a year by that time. And Sohail said, no, Iram, after this surgery, it will be a few months, but this guy is going to get 100% back to health, and the infection is going to go away, and he's going to be going back to work. And that is what is happening right now. He's, with the grace of God, he's healthy, he's going back to work, he's fine. So that happened in front of my eyes, and I was shocked because he was, what Sohail was saying was totally against what the doctors were saying. Okay, we're talking about 2% chance of survival, and that too only for a few days. So health, if you have questions on that. And then, you know, so those are the three major areas, your health, your career, and your, oh, one more, move. A lot of people I've noticed in Sohail's sessions will also ask him about move. Maybe they want to get a new house. Maybe they're wanting to move out of that particular state or the country or the city, and they want to ask him about that too. So these are the major areas, and I'm giving you guys an idea on that. You will be able to ask three questions, and please, please, I request you to keep it to those three questions, because I didn't even know this, but I found out much later that there were some people that actually in those three question areas were putting like 10 questions. And Sohail is too nice, and he tried to answer all those questions, and which then ended up messing up his schedule, and we had to reschedule people. So you're allowed to ask three major questions, right, which you need clarity on. And if there is time left, it's a 60-minute session, and he can, once he starts making the jumps, he'll bring you the answers very quickly. If there is time left, then you can then ask other questions that you may have about your life. So that's another thing. We really request that you honor Sohail's request to please keep these questions about yourself. So you're not going to be asking about, you know, okay, well, what happens to my nephew? Is he going to be okay? He has these health issues, or my grandson, or my brother. Please don't do that, because I've noticed that also in the past, that people bring 10 questions and they're about 10 different family members. Please know that in order for Sohail to give you accurate answers, he must make a deep connection with your energy, okay? When he has to answer questions about other people, he then has to disconnect from you and connect with other people's energy. And that takes a lot of effort, and it also dilutes the strength of your own session. So you want to use those 60 minutes for yourself. Ask as many questions, if there is time left, about yourself. Now, if you are one of his repeat clients, I can tell you that now that I've been with Sohail for so many years, I typically, if I just mention that, oh, my so-and-so cousin was saying this, and boom, 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 the information just comes through, because he's so strongly connected to my energy now that anybody connected to my energy, he just gets information very, very quickly on that, right? It's like a road very well traveled, so he's able to map it out very, very quickly. So that's the session. You can get your Divine Destiny Planning session with Sohail. Like I said, we have very, very limited number of sessions. They go very quickly. And if you have any questions regarding what happens in the session, is it right for you, you may raise your hand or send me a question on the webcast. I will make sure that it gets addressed. And the link again is blissupnow.com/destiny2023. The link is also provided in the webcast, or it was sent in your email as well. Okay, we have three hands raised. 917 area code, you are on now.
Hello, how are you?
Hi there.
Wonderful. Who's this?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's your question, dear?
So as the woman you were doing a testimonial about was talking about how she had multiple medium psychic readings, and what I found so interesting, and I researched a little bit about what an oracle is my question is, I've been told in the past that we only know that all that tomorrow is not written yet, and we don't know, only we know, our soul knows where we're going to be tomorrow and the next day. Does that impact his ability to see the probabilities of certain things happening related to, like, the three areas you spoke about?
That's a great question, Julie. So, Hale?
Yeah. Would you like me to answer this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Julie. So, the thing is, in all of my sessions, I say this thing. I don't know it will get long, but I will just try to shorten
it. No, it's okay. It's
it.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay.
No, take, it's okay.
Thank you. Okay. So, my faith and my belief, and the one I believe, who's the divine creator, my faith is souls, human souls, were born, were manufactured 50,000 years before the solar system came into being. Solar system came into being 12 billion years ago. So 50,000 years before 12 billion years, all souls, starting from Adam, till the last, this is a little complicated, so you have to understand it. From Adam to the last soul that will come on this earth were produced. Now, these souls are a gazillion souls. A gazillion, I'm talking. Till now, from Adam till today, whatever the date is, 4th of December 2022, only 82 billion souls have been on this. And they will keep recycling like that. Like the previous ones will die as they get old, they go to another realm, and the new ones will keep coming in. Okay. So whenever a soul is made, whenever a living thing is made, let's put it like this, not only a soul, whenever any living thing, could be a tree, could be a cat, could be a dog, could be an ant, could be a butterfly, could be a big bird, eagle, anything, and human, and entities and angels, whenever they are born, they have a file with them. Whenever they were created, let's put it like this, 50,000 years before.
They have a
the
file
solar,
with them, a file.
They
file, like a
on
file.
Them, with them, whatever. And it is kept in
okay.
a place called the Divine Library. I call it the Divine Library. People know it as Akashic Records or whatever.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. This file remains with you from the minute you are put into the stomach of your mother, because the soul comes into the fetus. I suppose ladies know it better.
Around 4 months.
The soul about
yeah.
4 weeks or 6 weeks. I don't know the exact time. So when a soul lands into that fetus, from that minute onward, everything, how many breaths it will take, where will it be, how will it be born, cesarean, normal, will it have, whatever difficulties it will have in the stomach, outside, every step of your life has been written down. This is what I want to tell you. This is called destiny. Has been written down. Okay. Now, if everything has been written down, you could say, everything is written down. What do I work for? No. You can keep changing it. You can keep changing it, but only you. Nobody else can change it for you. This is what I tell everyone, that only you can cry, laugh, seek, whatever from the divine creator. You need to talk to him. So a basic destiny has been written. If you don't ask him, you will follow that, right? If you want to change it, you have to ask him if it is right for you, if it is prosperous for you, if it is good for you what you are asking for, he will change it. If it is not good for you what you are asking, a lot of times you want to ask for money, maybe money is not good for you. So maybe Allah will not give you money, will give you something else in place of that. But you keep changing your destiny whenever you speak to him. You change your destiny. Mm. I have had 2 sessions or 3 sessions. So I told them their destiny. Because I go to that library. I find out your file. I quickly go through your file. Now that's the exact answer for you. I quickly go through the file. I don't have much time. So I only pick up the main points, the pivoting points, where your life will change. What you change your relationship, you may change your job. And from there, I try to go to the future and put all of it together and give you a thing on your future. So if suppose I tell you, you are going to be at such a such place, maybe you don't want it. So after you close the session with me, you asked him, you cried to him, you tried to be friends with him, and you asked him to change your destiny. So if he changes your destiny, it will change immediately, in milli of seconds. God doesn't work like you will put up an application and then that application will go up. No. Milli of a second. He has to decide yes and no. There is nobody in between. There is no Gabriel, no Raphael, no Michael, nobody in between. He doesn't ask anyone. He doesn't consult anyone to change your destiny. He just does it on his own whim. This is the divine creator. The buck stops there. There is nobody higher than him. And nobody to question. And then the second session when I did with the same client, and they wanted to ask something else, so I look at their destiny and it's completely changed. So I asked them, that did you connect with God the way I told you? And they said yes. And we cried and whatever. I cried to God and I told him I want this, I want that. So I said yes, because I see a lot of things change there in your destiny. And yes, destiny is written from the minute you were created, which is way back, way back. And then later on, you can keep changing it, but it has to be for your betterment. Whatever humans ask, humans usually ask for the glittery things. And if it is not right for you, he will not give it to you. And your one more thing I'll just quickly add. So when these souls were created, they will be put to sleep. They were put to sleep. They will be put to sleep twice. Once when they were created, they were in another realm, they were put to sleep. So many times, don't you say, oh, I faintly remember something. It's a deja vu feeling. I feel like I've been there.
Deja vu.
So, deja vu, sorry. Deja vu feeling you have, you say that, memory does remember few things. It is a memory from the past. So you were put to sleep as you were created. And then when you were born in your mother's stomach, your soul was sent to that particular woman's stomach. Then you'll be put to sleep again on this earth, which we call death. And then you move to another realm and you stay there. After that, it will be the judgment day, whenever, billions of miles away. Oh, sorry, billions of years and gazillion of years away. So there'll be a judgment day. And then you'll be raised again from the dead. And there'll be a judgment performed on, like the judge, the Supreme Court judge. And then you will remain alive for the rest of your life. So this is my faith. This is my faith. You may differ with it. This is the thing that I operate on. Maybe somebody has another theory and somebody wants to work on another theory. So that's my answer for that.
Does that answer your question, Julie?
Yeah, and there is one follow-up question, which I'm sure other people might
really
have.
Really quickly.
Okay, very good.
Go ahead.
So Belial, how do you then differ from an Akashic reader, somebody who has access to our Akashic records?
Okay. I have is your question done? Is that it?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's the question.
Okay, absolutely wonderful, beautiful. I like this question. Akashic record people will tell you, oh, come on. I give you a session and I will change destiny for you. Now, this is what I don't believe in. You cannot change destiny of anyone by charging a certain person, oh, come $500, I'll change your... No, I will tell you honestly, I cannot. I can quickly go read your destiny. Nobody can change anybody's destiny. This is the reply I have. The only person that can change the destiny is his own destiny or someone very dear to you. Your child. Your child is sick. Your husband is sick. You can do the prayers. You can connect to Allah. You can connect to Allah for these two. A near dear one. Okay, your even sister. Your mother, your father, your husband, your child, because if they're sick or they're in trouble or they're financially going down, you can talk to Allah for them and you can say, oh God, can you please help them? Oh Allah, please change his destiny. That I'm not sure whether will be implemented as such or not, because then Allah says, if they're alive, why don't you tell them? Why don't you tell them to talk to me directly? That could be Allah's answer. That if they are alive and they can reach me as you're reaching me, why aren't you telling them to reach me? This could be Allah's answer. But looking at the situation, maybe Allah listens to you for your son, for your daughter, for your husband, for your mother, for your father, for your sister. Maybe he listens. Absolutely. But nobody, no other human can, these gentlemen, whatever their faith is, They say, oh, give me money. I will take out the bad things out of your destiny, and I'll try to rearrange it. No. This is only Allah. The passcode to destiny is only with Allah, not Gabriel, not Michael. Nobody has a passcode. They can look up to Allah. So that's the difference between Akashic record and the destiny that I talk about, which is written by Allah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Great questions. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next person. That's okay. We're going to try to move along faster because we have more people in the line. So the next person is 310 area code. You are on.
Hi, Sohail. My name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Aaron. So my question is, we get three questions initially, but in my career question would be like 12 questions in the actual session with you. Does that work? Like that you're able to jump if I ask certain questions about certain people or jobs in the career question once I'm on Zoom?
Would they be pertaining to you particularly, your career questions?
Yes.
So let me answer this, and then Sohail, you can correct me. So you have 60 minutes. If the questions, because I've seen Sohail answer, if it's regarding career, it's your career, boom, 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 he can answer your questions very quickly. If something takes a little bit more time, like you need more clarity, then it may take a little bit more time, right? So you have those, typically, if you have those three main questions, in the three main areas, typically all those questions do get answered and you even have time left over. So, Hale, did I answer that correctly?
Absolutely. It's just, Melissa, if there's supposed 12 questions in the first one question about your job, they're 12. Then I'll be answering. You'll ask me, okay, so is my boss, Mr. say XYZ, is he good for me? Should I work under him? I'll say yes or no. And I will do no explanation because then we have to move on. Otherwise, if I start, did you see my two answers for this one lady? Because this is a bad habit, but I want to tell people, explain it. Because if I just say Akashic Records is bad, the destiny I talk about is good. That will explain nothing to you, right? I will not say bad to anyone. I'll not say right to anyone. I'll explain it to you from two different faiths. So the thing is that if you have 12 sub-questions in the first question, you judge yourself how much time would it take. Most probably 15, 1 minute thing, so would take 20 minutes. Then the remaining time, whatever is, I will be able to answer. It's up to you. You want to just elongate one question?
Yeah, it's your time. It's your time.
It's your time. And I can talk on it for as long as you want.
Great. Because I know, I just didn't know whether the quantum jumping could keep happening in the session over many things on one topic. So that's good.
Yes,
on
it can.
Topic, yes. Yeah. You ask me, so-and-so is your boss, is he good or bad? I will say bad. I will not explain you why is he bad. And then you ask me, okay, so-and-so is this, do I need to shift to other department? I'll say no. But then if we start giving explanations, it will all jumble up. The time, you will lose your time. So I request you to keep it as short, as pressing as it is. With you for a certain question to be answered. I like that.
Great.
I will never.
You know what's a good exercise, Melissa, is if you write down your questions, and if there are too many, kind of look at them and see which ones, highlight the ones that are most important, that you absolutely have to have an answer for. Highlight those so that when you get into the session, you touch those first, right? Once all of those are answered and he'll tell you, okay, you have more time, so what do you want to ask me? Then you can go back and look at those questions like, okay, maybe I can pick. Maybe use, let's say, yellow highlighter for the most pressing ones, then green highlighter for number two in importance, and some other color that is number three in importance, right? So you can just kind of go over color coding that way and get hopefully all your questions answered. Okay? All right. Much love to you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
847 area code, you are next. 847.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And I wonder if, these are questions about the program or these are asking for a question right now?
No, we're not doing any readings right now. If you have a question regarding the program, like, is it right for me, or just like what the others are asking about how the session works?
Okay. Then I'm sorry to say I don't have a question right now, because everybody's asked the questions I wanted to know already. I don't want to repeat and waste time.
No.
It's okay. It was great to say hello to you. Great
hello.
To hear you. Well.
It's okay. If you have a quick question, Aram will answer if she's there. We will answer it. Ask me a quick question so that we move on to others. And ask
go ahead
me,
and move on to others. Go ahead. It's okay.
Thank you. So good. Such a sweetheart.
Okay. Bye.
That's beautiful. Respectful of boundaries. I love that. Okay. Next person in line is 857 area code. You are on. 857.
Yep. Thank you. So my question is whether or not it's a suitable use of a session when my interest is really in guidance and wisdom rather than prediction. I'm in a new situation. What does it make sense, or is it really just not the right type of session for my needs?
So you want guidance and wisdom in spirituality, in...
Well, my mom died. I was a caregiver. The only reason that I live in San Diego was for her. I'm the trustee. I'll have to dispose of the house, but then I have a whole new future in front of me. And so what I'm interested in not is in prediction, but in given that I have basic within the context of my skill set, I have choices to make. And so what I'm interested
in
That's exactly
what the session
prediction is
actually right for. Yeah, so we use the word predictions, but it's really, truly guidance. He predicts your future, yes, but what he's really doing is giving you guidance. So absolutely, that's what these sessions are for. He's not like your psychic predictions that this is going to happen and that is going to happen. He actually provides you guidance.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the shorter your questions, like if you don't have too many questions, then he can give you, give the explanation behind the guidance as well. Okay. Great question.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I will tell
all right,
you
love.
Whatever is written in your destiny. I'll exactly tell you what is written. I will exactly tell you what is written in your destiny. So that's sort of
yeah, and then provide the guidance for it, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And go on from there.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, love. And over to the next person. I will get to the webcast questions in a minute. 805 area code, you are online. You're unmuted.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I'm Athena, and I had a question of I've been listening to your show for years, Aaron, and I feel like this is like, what if you have doubts about what somebody is really telling you?
Well, then I would suggest so. Many people, like I said, it's some of the stuff he sees for you in the future is really out of the box, and that's where mm-hmm. faith comes in, right? You can have doubts. Honestly, I had doubts for a long time until things started to show up. And you heard Mary also, you know, it was like what she shared, that it was so, like, wow, overwhelming. So if you do have doubts, I think it would be beneficial if you shared them right there and then. Don't be shy. Tell him right there and then. It's hard for me to believe it. He knows it's hard to believe. So, Hale, why don't you share, actually, how your teacher used to tell you about your future and you didn't believe him?
Yeah, I think the lady here wants – are you talking about – a session with me and then you have doubts, or are you talking about somebody telling you presently something and you have doubts about it? Because I'm a lift this thing on this question of yours. Is somebody
okay.
telling you something now?
I have doubts
not
about
me?
Yeah. No, I have doubts about anything anybody says to me anymore. I just don't is it yeah.
Okay. So just what can I say? It's up to you.
Right.
It's up to you if you have, because you can't be doubting everything. Then there is a lot of fear. Then you are, I think, a little, you're fearing something drastically in you, that you believe that anybody tells you anything that may not be correct. This is one of the qualities of Homo sapiens. They, the ones who doubt everyone, they basically generally fear something very bad. That bad
well, no,
thing
I
is coming.
In myself. I just don't believe in other people anymore. I just, I have faith in myself because I know I can do things.
Yeah. It must have risen from somewhere, right? An accident, some odd incident must have brought you here, that somebody must have broken your trust or confidence. That's why, after all, you were not born with this mistrust in you. It is just that along the way, going through your childhood, your teenage, somebody must have broken the trust in you. And of course, then the remaining life, you never tried to repair that trust. You kept going on with it. So, so that's okay.
May I interject really quickly? I always trust what your inner guidance is saying. If your inner guidance is saying, even if I get a session with this guy, I'm not going to trust anything he says. Don't waste your money, honey. Don't do it then. So if your inner guidance is saying, you know, I want to trust him, I want to know what he's going to say, then go with that. Otherwise, absolutely don't.
I would just put in something here.
Did that answer you? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I was also just like you, I mean, in a sense. Of course, people have fears, and I also had fears. And then I met this guy who taught me this thing. And he would tell me things that would have no connection. Like, I will move out of the country, I'll go to this country, I'll go there, I'll do this. And it didn't happen immediately. Everything took 3 to 4 years. But the way he told me,
It was so uncanny. I mean, he told me that I will move out of Pakistan to Dubai. Okay. He couldn't name Dubai. He could just say it's a Middle Eastern country with desert and stuff like that. Okay. No problem. Next, he tells me my office will be in a green building. Green building? Who remembers that? My residence would be in a blue building. Who remembers that? Nobody. I moved on to Dubai after about 2 years of his telling me this, 3 years, where I had no chance of going to Dubai. To be honest, I was more planning to go to the U.S., but I moved on to Dubai as conditions took me. You will not believe it. I applied for a job, and I was working in an office which had a tall green building. If you look at it from a distance, the glass in that building, as they build these buildings in Dubai, was all green tinted. I couldn't believe it. And I was working in it, and one day I saw it from a distance. Likewise, I saw my residence from a distance one day. It turned out to be a blue building. Anyway, he told me right from my bedroom, see how accurate this is. I don't know why did he tell me this particular thing? That from my bedroom window, it's going to be a floor-to-ceiling window. I'm going to have a bedroom in my blue building. There'll be two swimming pools, one on the rooftop, one on my roof, and one right beside my door, entry door. Oh, he confused. I mean, he confused me altogether. Like, I didn't know how come you can have two swimming pools. Anyway, then he tells me my window from my window, when I wake up from the bed, I see 5 palm trees, which are at a distance of maybe 50 meters. And I just forgot about it. We moved into this building. There was a swimming pool on the rooftop. There was a swimming pool right next to my door. That's a longer story. It was connecting to another building, which was the office building. And so the connection was a swimming pool. Okay, forgotten. 5 palm trees, and there were 4 palm trees. One day I woke up and I remembered, and there were 4. So I called up this guy. And I said, hey, I need to call you on something you told me. He said, what? I said, you said 5 palm trees. And I was laughing. But I said, there are 4 palm trees, exactly same distance, same everything. So he laughed. He said, oh, my dear Sohail Bhai. Bhai means brother. My dear Sohail brother, can you wait another 2-3 days? And he just said that, and he was smiling. I said, okay. He said, call me after 3 days. I said, okay, fine. One day I'm coming back from the office, the crane is pulling up a palm tree, because in Dubai they import these palm trees from Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia there is a big place where they grow these big palm trees, and then they export them to all the countries. So these are big grown up palm trees. The crane is lifting up the palm tree and to be put as the 5th palm tree. Right? So I asked that guard over there, the reception guy, why you're putting a palm tree now? He said, sir, when we were building this building, we were trying to put up the 5th tree and it broke down. It broke from the center. So now another shipment has come, so we are putting up this palm tree. So I called him. See, sometimes these people, they look at, now this guy was my teacher. He taught me this. Sometimes they look at things which don't even make sense to you. 5 palm trees. I was not interested in knowing that there are 5 palm trees in front of my bedroom. I was just interested, where am I going to get a job? Am I going to be stable financially? How is it going to work? So a lot of things, if you don't believe in them, then like Iram said, there is no reason for you to waste money. Because unless and until you don't have faith in something, then that means... we will not even have faith in Allah. Then we can't see Him. We can't hear Him. We can't feel Him. So when I don't even have faith in Allah, then who am I asking? Okay. Sorry. Please go ahead. Please go ahead, Adam.
Does that answer your question, dear?
It said a lot. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. So never, ever go against your inner guidance. That's always been my thing.
Absolutely.
If your gut is saying, nah, I'm not going to trust the word he's saying, but let me go ahead and try it anyway, please don't. Because that's just going to be a waste of your money, right?
I can tell you that I would encourage you to, on this particular page, because we just decided to offer these few sessions, we have maybe a few success stories. If you do feel still inclined, you can just email our customer service. We have tons of case studies that are all FHTJ people, because we get feedback only from them, right? So we have tons of people giving feedback about how the session was with Sohail. So you can, if you still want to, you can request those, and we'll be happy to give you those. Last person in line is 801 area code, and after that, I'll quickly read the webcast questions. 801, you are on.
Is that me?
It is. What's your name?
My name is Jeff. Thank you. I am I'm wondering if it would be a good fit for me to work with him or not, if he can tell me that.
So there's a lot of distortion on your line. Are you maybe wearing headphones?
Okay, let me see if I can find a better space.
So I did hear your question. If you have, basically it would be a good fit for you if you have questions in those three or four major areas of your life and you would like to plan it out for 2023, then yes, it would be a good fit.
Okay, when you say it that way, I guess what I'm trying to specify is if you're, say in your destiny you have, no, they're not good things, right? And you don't know.
Say that again, dear. I'm sorry, what?
If you know there's stuff that's lining up for you that is not good and it's been that way, if, okay, so maybe that's not. Okay, I didn't, just in those questions.
I'm sorry, I could not hear you because there's a lot of distortion.
Okay, I tried to move, but I guess this place is not better than the other place.
Now it's better. I can hear you now.
Okay. So it's not that he would know or be able to sense if it is good to do a session, unless there's no way to know that. Just as if it's for my highest and best, let's put it that way.
Well, in order to do that, he would have to do a quick reading for you. This is vague. If you have a particular area that you would like to know, would it be best for me to get a session in this particular area? So this is too vague of a question, perhaps. Just sit with it. Ask. Just connect with yourself. Ask yourself, is it for my highest and best good? And go with that answer. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I would just put it like, if you remember, I think he was playing a lady with the name Mary, one of the clients who had done this session. Even she was saying that she was double-minded and she didn't know. And then she decided, oh, what the hell, let me do it. Now, you leave it to your intuition or whatever. I won't know whether this will be good for you or not. But I know one thing. If you have faith in something which is generally making sense that this is right, this is good, whatever your mind is telling you, then if you want to take a dive in it, by all means. If your inner is telling you that you're not too sure, then again, we would say, just like the previous call-in lady, we would say, you know, don't then take a session. Like, I was also like you, even now, I want to know about myself. To be honest with you, I cannot see my own self, you know. That's the irony of the situation. I cannot. So who was the one who used to see me? That poor guy, he died because of COVID in 2020. He was my teacher. So I would call him and he would tell me things because I couldn't see my own self. And so many times I would also think as to whether he'll be able to tell me or not. No. Every time I asked him, he would end up telling me. And I also took a plunge by asking him about me. And it did turn out to be the way he told me. So you need to have faith. Faith is must. Without faith, I don't think you'll be able to do anything. You have faith, you get up in the morning, you go and you try to do something in order to earn bread for your life for that day. So that is also faith,
mm-hmm.
that you will go up, you will earn, and you will be paid, you will be rewarded. So that's a faith. Unless you don't have faith in anything, then you could not do that, which is this reading also. Then don't do that reading, because then you will always be doubting that person and never try to give your trust, and you'll never be able to make that plunge, that jump. That's how we associate faith with a jump. So you need to have faith. Without faith, it will be just me sitting on the other side of the screen telling you things, which of course you'll keep denying on your side. Oh, he doesn't know anything. Then it's going to be no fun for you.
I would say it's not even a best time of use.
Absolutely.
For you, because if you have to spend time convincing them that this is going to happen, that this is true, it's not the best use of your time, and it's a waste of money for them. So I would really, really recommend, I have asked Gretchen to add some of the stories. I think they just figured we've run Sohail a few times. They didn't add those, but I've asked her to add some of the case study stories on the page so you can read them. But there are many, and they are from Heartache to Joy.
I hope that answers the question. Hello? I did lose Iram, I suppose. I just lost Iram, but that's okay. She'll dial back in. Just stay with us on the line. And because some of the other, I think it cuts off in an hour. And she must have gone off. So this is the faith thing that she was exactly telling you. Then I won't suggest any one of you to be...
Okay, I'm back. I got disconnected.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
no,
back.
No,
and really quickly, so going over the webcast questions, first of all, a lot more people wrote in about feeling the connection to God, which is beautiful. So many people said it was such a moving and beautiful conversation. Jane said, thank you, Sohail and Iram. Since the call started, I feel the burning love for God and the connection with all. I don't feel lost anymore. That is so beautiful. I love it. Tangama, I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. Tangama said, it's truly incredible, the energy and the buzz that I feel. Sohail, you are so incredible. God bless you and Iram for all your light work. I hope at some point I get to be a part of your calls and hear the direction I must take. I hope that too for you, my dear. I think, and then the rest of the questions are regarding readings, which as I explained, we are not doing those on the call today. And I think we got all those other questions answered. Okay, cool. And we have we got the questions answered on the call as well. Thank you so much, Sohail. It was, as always, such a pleasure. So wonderful.
No pleasure
to share this space with you. And, yeah, I want to also, I'm excited for all the people that are going to be getting their readings and be able to plan their 2023. It is so exciting. Just please make sure you are very intentional about your questions. Pick the most important ones first so that you can get those covered in the time you have. And then if you have time left, you can ask other questions, but only pertaining to you, your person. To get readings on other people, you have to get more sessions for those, because it's just not fair to tax Sohail's energy this way. He's been very kind. He's been very generous.
Okay.
But it's just not fair. I felt horrible once I found out later on that he was having to even spend sometimes 2 hours instead of one. So we wanna honor you, Sohail. We're grateful that you are doing this, and I know that you don't do this on any other platform except from Heartache to Joy, and you know, we wanna be respectful of your time and your service as well. So
yeah,
thank you for that.
Oh no, you're more than, I can't say no to anyone. My problem is I wish I could say no to people. I cannot.
Well, you need stronger boundaries.
I want to add.
You need to take my course on boundaries, my dear.
I just want to add something. These two ladies in the last, they were calling and they were talking whether this is not right. It's just that if I'm not able, if I don't get the energy, the vibes from you that you have in the divine, then what will happen is you will discourage me. I get discouraged. I'm just like a little rabbit. I get discouraged when I'm not given encouragement that yes, or suppose I'm telling you something and you tell me, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. So that negativity will cancel out my positivity. I won't be able to take you to that.
The reading will not
journey.
Be as strong. So what he's saying is the reading will not be as strong if he's getting some, because we all know this, even if we're not saying anything, even if we're not saying anything verbally, but we're thinking that, we're going to weaken the energy, and then he may not be able to get a very strong reading on you. But so, like I said, the best thing to do is only say yes if you have an internal yes. And then if you have an internal yes, which I see many of you did, because I don't even know if we have any sessions left, honestly, because I saw a few notifications come through. So you have that strong yes. Now what you got to do is get your most important questions pulled out. Be ready with those. Send those in with your form. And when you have your session, that way you'll be able to ask those first. And I wish you best of luck. I am rooting for you. Clarity is really, truly one of the best gifts that we can have. Once you're clear about something, you can move forward with you know, powerfully in that direction. And as Sohail said, that if he's going to give you any feedback, any guidance on something that you actually don't like, let him know right there and there, hey, I don't want to be moving to this place. And he'll guide you. He'll guide you what to do. Like he said, he's not going to change your destiny. Nobody can except you. And that's the best news, that you can change your destiny. You can request it from God. You can request it from the divine creator. And those of you that were asking me, we've explained it in the first few calls, that he does tend to say Allah out of habit, because he is a Muslim, as am I. And so, especially when he's doing a reading, so be prepared for that, please, because when he's doing a reading, he's pushed his soul out already. He may not even be able, he may fumble on his words a little bit, because you can imagine his half of him is not even there anymore. So he will fall back on the language that he's very used to, the habitual language, which he may use Muslim terminology, does not mean that you have to be a Muslim. You can be of any religion or no religion at all, as long as you have faith that there is a divine creator, divine consciousness, you may call it the, you know, universe energy, universal intelligence, whatever, doesn't matter. As long as you believe that there is something or someone that is running everything, right? So that's all that matters. Sohail, thank you very much. And
thank you.
It's just always wonderful to share this space with you. Thank you, all of you guys. Thank you, our wonderful listeners. It is always such an honor to serve you. And until next time, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye for now.
Pleasure is all mine. Bye-bye.